Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. Downtown Eureka in the 1930s was a very busy place. The original business section was located on 1st and 2nd Streets, but eventually expanded south to include 4th and 5th Streets in the late 20s and early 30s. 5th Street became the main artery and was a two-way street. The streetcars, trolleys, ran on 5th as did Highway 101. The main shopping area fronted the street as well, with pedestrian traffic at its peak. With all the hustle and bustle, add the noise of clanging trolley bells and steel wheels on steel tracks. The gas-driven auto of those days was not the quiet moving object that it is today. Those sounds remind me of the same time period in San Francisco. I remember more than once of waking up in the hotel room to a very noisy morning with the streetcars, the auto horns, and the delivery trucks. In those days, many of the delivery trucks had steel wheels with solid rubber tires, stiff springs, and were propelled with a chain drive rather than a drive shaft. When they crossed the streetcar track, the whole area shook. Traffic lights were equipped with bells that clanged each time the light changed. Add all the whistles from the San Francisco Bay boat traffic. That made Eureka a pretty quiet place, but still, it gave off a sense of excitement. We had our sounds from around Humboldt Bay, which were more magnified late at night when the town settled down. With three large sawmills, Holmes Eureka, Carson, and Hammond Lumber Company, plus countless small mills besides, steam whistles signaled the beginning and ending of work shifts, the high-pitched whining of the saws and planers, plus the other sounds that might emanate from a lumber mill. The supply of logs arrived every night from the surrounding forest by train. Steam locomotives pulled logging cars onto trestles built over the water and designed to knock the logs off the railroad car as the train slowly chuffed its way over the trestle. With the gigantic size of some of the logs, only three or four could be carried on one rail car. When one of those giants hit the water, you heard a very large splash, and they usually collided with one another, making a deep, thunderous sound. Add to this the whistles and bells from cargo ships, tugs, and launches plying the bay. The local fishing boats had their own unique sound as they chugged up and down the bay. And when the fog rolled in, the two fog horns, one located on Table Bluff, and one at the bay entrance, answered one another, as, or so it seemed. As a young boy, I wasn't bothered by the sounds as I lay in bed, but rather enjoyed what I heard as I tried to visualize what was happening out there. And then, unannounced at any time, the city fire horn would pierce the night. Sounds that I remember, never again to be heard. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.